Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
And Alice at 97.3.
Magical.
Alice 97.3, good vibes and variety. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Third Love, bringing you this portion of the program. Mark your calendar for 1 week from tomorrow, Friday, October 3rd, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Third Love's Fillmore Street location in San Francisco. I'm going to be there, Bob, Maddie, they're coming along. I'm actually kidnapping them, throwing them in my car and driving them over there. To make sure.
Stick us in the trunk and then have us figure out how far we went based on sound.
Right, exactly. Oh my
God. That's an homage to the sneakers movie.
Free fittings, a little bit, some nibbles, a little light lunch, and 20% off and free undies with a purchase over $150. It's time for Bob's Movie Club.
I love movies. Movies.
Bob's Movie Club. Woo! Got some movies for you. Bob's Movie Club.
Movies are great. Today we are talking about the 1992, I guess, like, is it a thriller?
Suspense.
No, it's kind of like a heist movie, I guess.
Kind of heisty, hacky.
Starring the late, great Robert Redford, River Phoenix, Dan Aykroyd. Really all-star cast.
Definitely.
Did you guys have fun with this one?
I actually did. I was a little bummed out when I saw it was 2 hours and 9 minutes because I expected to not be all that into it. I also feel like old technology has gone so fast that only a few years can go by and things seem antiquated. Like, why don't they just grab their iPhone? Or, you know, whatever. And so it was, that to me was like.
It was 1992.
Right. That was the funniest part of the whole thing. Oh, yeah. And at one point, is it Sidney Poitier? He's holding up the phone that's attached by a curly cord coming out of the convertible. Like, your mom's on the phone. And I thought, it's so old timey. But did you notice in that scene, not to get ahead of ourselves, it's the Bay Bridge is sort of overhead there. And it's 92, so it's only a few years after the big earthquake in 89.
Oh, that's right.
And they're redoing the Embarcadero in the background of that shot.
Yes, I was like, very confused about what I was looking at.
Yeah,
so that
big
makes perfect
dirt
sense.
Patches. So I don't know how long it took them to tear down that double-decker freeway that used to be in the middle of the Embarcadero. But they clearly had gotten it done, and it was all dirt, no palm trees, no landscaping. It was kind of cool. I'm like, oh, my God, look at that. It's so, by the time we got there in 97, they'd finished it and it was beautiful. It is beautiful.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, it's well, I'm sure because you're looking at the bridge, right?
Yeah.
Like that was the main feature.
I didn't notice that. That's crazy.
By the way, if you watch the movie, you have a comment, 800-400-3697.
Yeah, text us. We'll take a look at those throughout. A lot of huge stars in this too.
The one of the I don't know her name, but she was gigantic at this time.
Talking about Mary McDonald played
that lady.
Liz.
I love her.
I never seen her young in a movie before. It took me, I was trying to figure out the whole movie, like how I knew her. And it's just because I'd never seen her that young.
She was her huge breakout in my mind. And again, every movie we've done, I haven't seen. So clearly movies, not really my thing. But I know her from Dances with Wolves.
Yeah.
Like that was one of those
movies
that overtook the Grammys that year.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Grammys. Not the Grammys, the Oscars. there isn't always one that dominates like that, but that year, Dances with Wolves dominated, and she was a huge star.
That was just a couple years before this.
Yeah.
She was Stands with Fist. She's beautiful. Like, I have a total crush on her.
It's so funny, because to me, she actually felt like the Olivia Newton-John physical look, you know,
the hair,
with the short hair.
It was the 90s.
It was the goofiest look, I thought. Because
it
feels so dated to me.
It's so strange. I watched it with two of my friends and with Susan, and I said, could you guys imagine having a haircut like that?
Right.
Just even the maintenance on that thing.
So she's got, if you didn't watch it, she's got that super short. And it's funny because at one point there was like, remember Duran Duran did a lot of this. It was like sort of the 80s looking chick, and it would be kind of punk. Like there'd be some, you know,
spikes.
Spiked hair and kind of like shaved stripes in the side. Yeah. And it was, I don't know who the artist was, but there was a lot of that kind of thing. And it had like, you know, the one stripe of lavender going through in the background.
What is
and
that artist's name?
Was somebody who was really famous, and she sort of, and they even had, I think she was in the shot with that piece of art in the background, and I was like, oh, I guess that's what they're going for.
It's the Rio cover.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I can't.
Oh, yes,
that?
Rio, exactly.
Well, there's the cover, so that's what you're talking about.
It is, but that's not the
artist cover, but also did a million of these different photos.
Like, kind of had that era captured artistically.
So I want to say, I know a lot of people messaged me that this is one of their favorite movies.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah. And I didn't think it was all that great.
Yeah.
As far as some of the other movies that we've watched, it's definitely lower on my list.
What was a detractor for you?
Nigel.
There was a few things.
Oh, that's the guy's name, Nigel?
Nigel.
Maybe it's because I'm used to more suave, like, spy movies. But their skills were weak, right?
Yes.
Like, I can't believe Robert Redford got the Slovakian woman at the beginning to even believe what he was saying about when he's pretending to be the private investigator.
Yeah.
When he gets caught in the crazy guy's office.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Well, attractive people are much more persuasive than unattractive people.
That is
people,
true. That's a proven fact. That's true.
The technology, because I went in thinking like, oh, this is, you know, about tech when it's up and coming. None of it made any sense. Not that I know anything about technology, but there's a one point where they're using a polygraph over the phone.
Yeah,
that
was
so
weird. He's lying. Hang up.
And I didn't really understand. I thought that the gang that they had, the characters in the squad were really fun. I would have loved to get to know them even better. But like the blind guy, for example.
That is David Strathairn, they're saying here. And he's one of those guys that you've seen in a million things. And I looked him up and went, that's his name? It's crazy. But he was my favorite character.
He was great. But like his glasses when he's on the computer, I didn't really understand what any of that was.
Yeah, I'm like,
about.
Is he just, you know, afraid that he'll UV damage his eyes that don't work?
Because
I thought he was totally blind.
Yeah, right. Yeah, It didn't really make any sense. I'm going to say something crazy.
Okay, say it.
As a pop culture fanatic, I love River Phoenix.
Mm.
I have a very strong connection to him and that whole story. And I just find that time so interesting. He was awful in this.
He's not good in it. I agree.
He was bad.
Yeah. He was playing a goofball.
Not well.
Yeah.
And I hate to say that because I love the guy and I haven't seen him in everything he's been in, but no, I didn't think he pulled off whatever he was trying to do at all. And apparently he was coming off of My Own Private Idaho, which was a very intense movie. It's been on my list for a while, but I haven't made it to it. And so he wanted to do like something more chill and fun, but I don't think he really showed up. And he died 11 months after this movie came out.
Oh, how
so sad.
Wow. Tragic.
Yeah.
You had thoughts on him too, didn't you?
Well, for me, first of all, I love this movie.
Okay.
Yay.
I never saw it. I like I said before when we started, I've never seen Sidney Poitier do work. I've never seen River Phoenix do work. And by the way, I feel like his role was handsome kid and he did a great job. Like that was the role.
Okay.
What else? I mean,
I didn't have a problem with him either. Yeah. I didn't notice that.
He was handsome.
Bob was looking for more. He was cute. I really actually thought that the level of acting was way below where I needed it to be overall.
Aykroyd wasn't really used to his full potential.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Is he even in the movie?
I could tell that they put a lot of thought into his character, and I just wanted to see him talk more. You didn't get to know him at all. Like, he seemed like a really interesting.
And this was when he was popular. He had some stuff going on.
I don't know. I felt like River Phoenix looked great. He did a great job as the handsome kid. I don't even know if that guy shaved yet in this.
I know. How old was he when he died? He's not. I don't think he's in the 27 Club. I think he was younger than that.
He looked very young. He looked like a grown up. But you know how some people need to shave; they're just
baby face.
They're just that guy.
23.
Okay.
Okay.
So he's like 21.
800-400-3697. Maddie's on the show.
Hey, from the 925. I was questioning this as well, but I want to see what you guys thought. I think in Sneakers, they get on the Dunbarton Bridge headed to East Bay, but they don't end up where that bridge goes. And then we were talking, we thought it was the San Mateo Bridge.
Yeah. They didn't say specifically, but I personally couldn't tell.
I mean, movie making and the only people in the Bay Area would go, hey, that's not right.
At least it wasn't the Golden Gate and they ended up,
Exactly. I really enjoyed the movie. I thought it was very well. I like Robert Redford. I'm sitting there watching it going, I've never seen all the years I've known of this guy, I've never seen him do work.
Well, he's not suave in this either. Like, it's, you know.
No,
it is. I sort of expected the, you know, hunky leading man.
T-shirt tucked into his jeans too high. Like, oh.
408. Yeah. James Earl Jones' line, "This never happened, I wasn't here," is the same line in The Hunt for Red October.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah, that is true.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's at the very end of the movie.
I love that part of the movie. The deal making was great.
Yeah.
I just want your phone number. I thought, that's such
You're telling me you could have anything in the world. And you just want my phone number?
Don't you love love?
Yeah, it was another bad acting though.
It was weak female characters in this, for sure. Like, I was confused as to why they even needed Liz, other than for her to be in love interest until they happened.
Well, they needed her apartment.
Yeah, they needed her apartment.
What kind of apartment is that?
The kind where you can just ruin it with all
gorgeous,
your stuff?
But, like, where is that? Like, no bay windows?
Oh.
The first half, I was worried. There wasn't very much San Francisco in this movie. And I was like, oh, man, I hope it's not a bust SF-wise like that one movie we watched.
The second
half was, it had a ton.
It had
and I loved the bridge working, and they even called out on a Bay Area radio station.
Yes, I like that too. So one of the things that I thought of while I was watching this, and I don't have a million things, examples to give you. And I love the team thing. Like that
everyone
has
a role.
Yeah, I love that. Like, it's the A team, or it's Scooby Doo, or it's
or
one
Department
of those things.
Q.
Whatever, yeah. Where there's a team and they're all trying to, and each one's got
a specialty.
We're gonna need you to go get. All right, that's
I'll put my expertise to work.
I love that about this movie, and I really think if you haven't seen Sneakers, and if you find yourself, look, I missed clearly a bunch of good movies.
Well, I'm sure you were up to whatever.
I was partying, I'm sure, or working.
Yeah.
I'd either was partying or had quit and was working. I don't know. But I didn't see any of the stuff.
Right.
And Sneakers was good.
Speaking of the haircut, 650, ouch, I had the asymmetrical Dorothy Hamill haircut. And yes, I had to see my hairdresser every few weeks, Ingrid in Redwood City.
Hey, Ingrid.
That is so cool. I don't have the guts to have a cool haircut like that. I've had long hair my whole life.
Oh. It's not, I don't necessarily, I mean, I guess it could be a guts thing, but it's also a maintenance thing. You mentioned it earlier. Like, my wife looks great with bangs, and, you know, she'll go, should I get bangs? Yeah, if you want to keep it up. And she'll go, I don't.
Yeah.
And that's it. And that's just bangs.
You go like this.
Yeah, I know what you do.
And they look amazing. Whole thing with a round brush and your blow dry.
Yeah. I know there's a lot. Yeah.
I fail the girl test when it comes to all that stuff. I got a couple pieces of trivia.
Okay.
At one point, Carl gives River Phoenix her phone number And it's a real 415 phone number. Yes. Did you guys catch that?
I did.
Instead of using a 555, they thought that maybe that would come off as like a joke since it's a known thing that 555 is fake. So they used that. They got a phone number. Oh. And then if you called it, it had a voicemail with like promotion for the movie for a while.
Oh,
but
wow.
Now it's been reverted back to a real phone number.
Oh, so somebody
so
maybe got some calls this week.
Yeah. Sorry to you for any prank phone calls.
I had to change. I think most people, I can't even be sure. I had to change my number at one point a while back because the night guy gave my number out and it was like my phone started ringing. And then it never stopped ringing. Mm. And then if it turns out the night guy was like, oh,
ha ha ha, what a good prank.
Well, I got you. Like, thanks.
I would be heartbroken if I had to change my phone
number. I had
number.
To change my number. And what I kind found out when I did it was that you will spend at least a year clearing that line of the last person that had the number.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Oh.
You signed up for a hair thing that, you know. No, I didn't. I have a shaved head and I wouldn't. But it was that last person had signed up for a million things with that number.
And I would think these days where everyone's number is just polluted mm-hmm. with everything, that if I got rid of my number, I would probably still use it to sign up for stuff. Be like, yeah, there's my cell.
That's funny.
That's mean. 707, here's some trivia for you. The facade building that Martin exits at the beginning of the movie is the Hill Valley Clock Tower building. Used in the Back to the Future series.
Yep, I was just going to say that.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Listeners were on it.
When we were watching in the beginning, we were trying to figure out if that was real snow, if they really shot it in the winter, but or if it was like a miniature. But then, of course, he walks out of it and you're like, oh, that's a real set. It's crazy how they can use the same stuff over and over again.
Yeah.
And just from a slightly different angle, you don't notice.
I didn't notice that. I did notice, though. And it's unfortunate that someone will get typecast, but there was Gandhi right there, and I'm like,
ah, yeah, Ben Kingsley.
You're Gandhi, dude. It just wasn't you know what I mean? That was another guy who had a year where he took over the Oscars being Gandhi, yeah. And he's just that guy now. I was watching him, you know, with a gun. I'm like, you can't. What are you doing?
I thought he was a pretty good bad guy.
He was fine. He was, you know, a bad guy with a heart. He didn't want to hurt his friend, even though his friend hurt him. I loved the scene where they got to heat the room up and Robert Redford's got to walk across it real slow.
Ridiculous.
It was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
It was ridiculous.
And I just thought, and the guy says, you got to hurry up. And he's like, I literally can't hurry up. Like, this is it. And
the one thing I can't do is hurry up.
The black box is like an answering machine, which these days, every kid went, what's that? What do you mean? It's an answering machine. Just so funny.
Bob, did you know that was an answering machine?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh. But they called it a service.
Well, the blind guy goes, he just said he has a call service. Your black box is right there on the desk. He's not using an answering machine. He uses a service.
Ah.
Oh.
That's what the blind guy was the best part.
What is a call service?
Like a call, it goes to a place, someone picks it up, takes your message, and sends it to
you.
Oh,
luxury.
Yeah, very luxe.
Well.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Oh, there are actually companies that are staffed with people that answer calls, and they know what the number coming through is and what they're supposed to say and who they're supposed to forward the call to if... Otherwise, they just take a message.
Yeah. And then they get your messages.
They don't do it anymore now, I don't think, because they've learned how to just get rid of all customer service entirely.
Right. They stick you in a phone tree with all these options and, you know.
And you eventually give up.
Yeah.
You eventually go, I just can't.
I feel like I already did this menu. This seems weird.
Oh, the worst.
Back
or
to
the
main
all.
Menu.
How did I?
I've
I was just
for
sitting.
3 hours and I'm disconnected. Impossible.
One other actor in the movie that you see in everything is Stephen Tobolowsky. And
he's the nerd.
He's the nerd on the date.
Mm-hmm.
And you know him from.
He's Bob from Heroes.
Yes, but also Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley. He's the new CEO who you get to watch horses doing it
yeah.
in that scene. That's a good scene.
The inverted triangle of success.
Did you say get to?
Oh, yeah, you get to. It's you're like, wow, I didn't know I was going to get to see that.
Get to?
They did have some good jokes in this. I loved when the nerd was like, oh, my phone, my only phone's upstairs in my in my bedroom.
Yeah.
Gross.
It honestly, like, it was, I felt like every kitchen had a phone in it. I thought that was a little bit. So you're saying he was trying to get her into the,
I guess,
into the bedroom.
I wouldn't even think he was that sophisticated, well, but okay.
He had a great line when they were finishing their date. He said, do you want to get breakfast with me
tomorrow?
And she said, sure. And he said, should I call you or nudge you?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
That was good. That's a good line.
It was a little too smooth for that turtly guy.
Right.
By the way, we're talking about Sneakers, in case you're wondering.
Yeah, Sneakers. Sneakers was this week's movie club pick.
In honor of Robert Redford.
Yep. Rest in peace.
And he was great in the movie, by the way.
He was.
I liked him.
There are a lot of people, who, like Sidney Poitier is gone, and River Phoenix is gone.
Whatever happened to the lady?
Mary
Yeah, she doesn't, I mean, I remember her
She shows up in stuff.
She came red hot out of Dances with Wolves. This was clearly a money movie for her where she was probably paid well.
Right.
But I don't see her in anything.
She had a TV show for a long time called Major Crimes.
Oh.
From 2012 to 2018. My mom loved it.
Really? I've heard of that show.
It's
but
her show.
Oh, that's so funny. Mm-hmm.
And if you
How
were-
How old is she now?
Okay.
73.
But if you're a Battlestar Galactica nerd, you know her because she was the president in the Battlestar Galactica.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
that's so funny. Yeah. I didn't put her in that show. I love Battlestar Galactica. The newer one,
not the 70s or 80s one.
She's also in The Fall of the House of Usher, which is like a sequel to not a sequel, but from the same guy as The Haunting of Hill House.
Oh,
we watched that. Didn't you watch that?
I didn't watch those.
If you're looking for Halloween content, such great stuff. The Haunting of Hill House specifically, and even The Fall of the House of Usher is interesting.
I like The Fall of the House of Usher immensely. So, and it was scary from the first
artist
scene.
Usher doesn't have anything to do with that.
No, it's on the Edgar Allan Poe.
I actually was like, I've never,
Yeah.
That's 2023, so that I'm looking at her IMDb, and that appears to be her most recent work.
Well, maybe she's retired.
And look,
well-deserved.
Her work dates way back, 87, so, you know, let's see, where's
Dances
with Wolves?
She's in Donnie Darko, for God's sake.
Is 90, so she
the
peaked
mom.
There, but she goes way back.
Independence
like the
Day.
She's yeah. That.
She's the wife of the president.
She was on ER in 84.
Mm. Mm-mm-mm.
Money on the something called Money on the Side in 82.
All right, Vinny, what do you got coming up for us in the news? Good job.
Oh, what's
Bobby
your
Movie
review,
Club?
Bob? How many out of five?
I think I give it 3.5 out of 5.
Yeah.
It was solid.
I felt like it was super dated. I would give it more like a 2.5.
I'd give it a solid. I would say I'd give it, I think 3.5 is good. Yeah.
I loved it. It was 4 out of 5 for me.
Nice.
And coming up, I've got, where is it? A toy store that may be back and Distractions by Generation after these.
Oh. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, that is a hit. I love that song.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Coming up at 7.05, your first chance today.
You really should play that a lot more. That'd be great if you would.
I'll talk to Jane about it.
All right, good.
Yeah. More Oasis, please, Jane. 7.05 this morning, less than half an hour from now, your first chance to score tickets for this summer's Ed Sheeran show.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Frontier Ford in Santa Clara. Santa Clara is so lucky. They have Frontier Ford.
Mm.
And you can get there and get great savings this week. Frontier Ford's got September savings. Lease the Mach-E for just $225 a month or buy with 0% APR plus $2,000 back. And if you hurry in, federal EV tax credits expire on September 30th. You could get an even better deal. It's right around the corner, so hurry in. Frontier Ford in Santa Clara. Real people, real deals. All right, here's what's happening. Overnight, it seems it was only in the South Bay. I'm shocked to hear it, but my crew here is mostly up here in the North Bay and didn't hear the rain, thunder, and lightning. That went on all night and continues this morning, but we will see clearing later and highs in the low 80s. So not chilly in any way, but cooler than the 98 or whatever it was we saw.
Yeah.
Earlier in the week.
That was, it's just like I was saying before, it's just been a sort of a weird week. Like the hottest day of the year, the earthquake, thunder and lightning.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And as I was driving in, I was seeing the lightning, you know. Is that so? The sky lights up and crack across the, it's intense. So anyway, that should clear up by this afternoon though.
Okay.
The top office distractions by generation. One of the reasons I wanted to do this story is they talked about working from home can be less distracting. And I realize there are lots of single people in this world who are in their home and there's not a peep anywhere at all, ever. And in that scenario, sure, working from home is less distracting.
Yeah.
If you work from home and you have kids.
And, good luck to you.
And a husband. Or maybe the wife, I can't speak for her, but I know I've walked into the room one too many times while she's in a full-blown meeting and been like, can you tell me where, sorry about that. And that is nonstop for her with the kids. I at least understand, you know, jobs and what they, and how being interrupted breaks a momentum and a flow of a meeting. And now you've got to, where were we?
Right. I had to put out a fire here at my house. It was really imperative that we knew if we had peanut butter or not.
You know, then that's it.
Yeah.
This is the dumbest question. Seems like just a quick answer. You're right here. And I truly do feel like sometimes she should just go to work. Like that's the only place you're going to get anything done. You're never going to get anything done around here with these kids, especially in the summer. Oof. Anyway,
they're there the whole time.
Oh my gosh. There were times where I'd get home at noon or whatever, and she would have one kid in one corner painting and another kid on another project while she's in the middle of trying to deal with rebuilding this organization's entire revenue operations. You want a sandwich? I'd be like, how can I help?
Can I scramble you some eggs?
What do you want to eat?
Get these kids out of here.
Everyone gets sidetracked at work by different stuff. Working at home can be less distracting.
Can be.
Coworkers are what derail you the most, or it can be more distracting. You get caught up in dumb stuff like reorganizing your spice rack or whatever, or dealing with your kids. That's more probably likely. According to a new survey, 55% of people say they feel more productive in the office than home. And I can see that. You know, it depends on how the office is set up.
Yeah.
You might have a lot of distractions, I don't know, right outside your window.
You might.
That's something, that's a new wrinkle that you might have to figure out. The top distractors for Gen Z are social media. It's our phone. And by our, I mean your, because I'm not Gen Z, but personal notifications and major news events like Taylor Swift getting engaged.
Yeah, that really did take over everybody's news feed.
Yeah, it did.
I got to make some comments about that. And I'm outraged at that one thing that that other person said, and I'm going to go ahead and get in a Twitter war with her.
By the way, you told us this story. It was breaking news at the time, and it was, I believe, yesterday, about Eric Church, the country star, that got pulled off a tour he was on and replaced by Taylor Swift.
When she was 16.
Yeah. I actually saw the clip on Fallon.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, funny.
And it's everything you said, except it was very fun. He's, I like him. He was a cool guy. I've never heard of him or heard his music, but
I feel like I've heard his name enough that he's clearly some kind of established
star. Heard his name, yes, but I just, him talking with Fallon, they clearly got on pretty good, and he was just a chill guy, and he was like, yeah, I get this call from this young lady, and I told her it's going to be great for you, but it was everything you said, but watching him tell it, it was like, oh my God.
The audio is always the best.
And then he says, the thing that you told us was he made her promise to give the first gold record to him.
Yeah.
And he said, it was less than a month later when she walked onto my tour bus with the gold record to give it to me. We were playing one of those, you know, festival shows. Yeah. So we were at the same location. She walks on the tour bus with it signed to me, and he had a picture of it. So they showed it. And I just went, that is classic.
It's great. I think he gave it to like a country music museum.
They didn't have that part in the clip, but I just thought seeing him talk about it was very funny because he's a big star in his own right. But there he was.
Right. Kicked off. I think, didn't she sign it something like, thanks for playing too loud and too long?
Mm-hmm. Really fun.
She got her big break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's see here. Top distractors for boomers are our colleagues chatting, political news, political news or political entertainment news is more, seems to be the...
I know people whose lives have been completely taken over by consuming political news of their side of the aisle. And that's,
No, I'm very familiar.
Yes.
See, it feels like that is a running disease. Mm. Just the whole, I'm can't like,
is there anything else you would like to talk about? Because I don't want to talk. Even if I was politically aligned with you, I don't want to talk about politics.
Well, I'm with you on that. And I also feel like it's important to have opinions and be well read and
informed,
and have your voice, make your vote and be heard. I also think there's a point where you've lost sight of living. Mm. Like you got to,
well, and there's a lot of anger.
That's what I'm saying. You're like,
now you're just stewing about something that really honestly isn't affecting you on a day-to-day basis.
Hyper anxious, as if that kind of Facebook posting might change everything. Mm. And if the world did depend on that, you're on your way with the post.
Yep.
Like okay.
Thanks for your input.
But that's the top distraction for boomers. Colleagues chatting, political news, and major news events. Gen X are similar, except of all the generations, they're the least distracted by political news.
Oh, well, I'm with you. Like, I feel, although I know a lot of Gen Xers who are very distracted by it. But maybe that's just saying something. Like, maybe there are less Gen Xers who are distracted by it. I'll tell you, I was just going crazy in the first term of Trump's presidency, 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And when Biden took over, I breathed a sigh of relief and said, I'm not watching it. I'm just not going to watch it anymore. And then when he came back, I'm like, I'm really enjoying life without watching that stuff every day. And I just don't. I don't want to hear people debating about it. I don't want to hear people complaining on either side. I just yikes.
Yeah, I'm with you as far as that goes.
So as a Gen Xer, you and I, Maddie, are you a news junkie? Are you always looking?
I definitely, first term, and then 2020, I went over the ledge. I was posting all the time.
You were?
And I have family, and I stopped doing it probably 5 years ago. And I still have family members, and I'm like, you know, you can follow me again on Facebook. I don't post anything political ever now. Like, I haven't for 5 years.
But they stopped.
They stopped. They were just like, you were out of control. And looking back, I was out of control. I was just, it was the pandemic, sitting in the house. I had the news on, and my wife would always be like, why don't you just turn that off? It's getting you aggravated.
You'll have sleepless nights.
Yeah.
And you'll just sit there.
Over a thing that you kind of can't affect. You know, you can... you're not going to be able to change your life.
But I still watch news every, in the afternoon, early evening, I do prep for the next show for the next day.
Yeah.
And I keep CNN on in the background and just, I'll get some, get an hour's worth, but I got to cut it off at an hour's because then I start thinking about it. And then I'm like, why are you getting, you control nothing, sir. It doesn't matter. You're getting worked up, but you have no control. Just chill.
Right.
I think it's interesting to think that you were doing that because I have a neighbor that does it. He sits down and it's like he's clocking in to Facebook.
Gotta let everyone know what my thoughts are. How are they going to get through the day if they don't know what I'm thinking?
Right. And really, like, let's start a debate. Let's get things going. Right. Let's have some, back and forth. Yikes.
You know, they do that on BuzzFeed too, and it's a lot more like innocuous. If you want to get into
the subject.
Yeah, just like whatever, Reddit and BuzzFeed. I'm like, I'll just go over there and select something not political.
Well, my page is like half people from California and then a whole bunch of people from West Virginia. So like they get into arguments on my page. So I'm like, I just delete posts. Just, okay, this is enough. You too.
Some of the arguments.
Take it to your own pages. Get it off mine.
And just be, you're like, I feel like this is happening under my thing. I just want to delete.
What
this.
Did I do?
I want to delete. This whole thing.
And yet, if you enjoy sitting down at your keyboard and looking at it and thinking to yourself, let's have a war. Let's go. Okay. Do your thing.
But please warn me so I don't, become attached to you. I'm going to let you go.
There's definitely times where you just go, mute for 30 days. Where you can just stop seeing that person's posts.
Oh.
And then
I didn't
and
even
it's
know
not
they
forever,
have that, right.
And I'm not mad at anybody. I just want
to... Enough of that. They seem to be going on a tear.
I hear where you're coming from, and I don't see this affecting any change. Other than maybe you're not going to sleep tonight, it looks like.
Changing your sleeping patterns, and that's it.
Iconic toy brand that went bankrupt announces more store openings. Toys R Us was a company that... Not only was it around when I was a boy, but I didn't really use...
I don't want to grow up.
I didn't really use toys that much. I didn't... I had a... Once I found a skateboard, that's all I cared about. And yet, in the Bay Area, if you would listen to this show in the early days, the 90s, late 90s, we partnered with Toys R Us a lot. And we did some incredible toy drives.
Yep.
That were all on the TV news, and we really... You'd
raise a ton of money and go spend it at
Marines
Toys R Us.
The Marines would load trucks up and be driving away, and that was the visual. Like, we're off to, supplement
Stoke
Santa's
out some
hard
kids,
work.
Right.
Yep. Well, then they went out of business, and...
And then they had, like, small satellite, like in Macy's or something, right? Or
it was in Macy's,
was
you're right.
It? Okay.
It was a pop-up kind of satellite type thing. Anyway, they're back. And
are
they've
they?
Got investors, and new Toys R Us stores are coming. And there's on the list Bay Street in Emeryville.
Wow.
Now, Toys R Us. Back.
Are they going to go big anchor store style like the way
they're
were?
They're going to do big stores.
Wow.
They're going to do
great news.
Flagship type stores. I hope it is. I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that we sort of moved over to local toy stores for a bit.
Yeah.
After they went out.
Mm-hmm.
But at one time, we were generating a fortune. We would have bought out. What was that one in the East Bay that we went to? Five Monkeys?
Five Little Monkeys. Yeah.
Just funny.
Yeah.
Anyway,
and then the pandemic happened, and we stopped being able to do it,
and then there's no promotions.
Well, and that's a rough time for toy stores in and of itself because you need toys. Mm-hmm. You got a birthday party to go to, or your own kids, and all the holidays and that kind of thing. And then all of a sudden, there were no more parties. Sometimes they were having drive-by birthday parties where you would like huck a present onto the front lawn and be like, happy birthday, goodbye.
I'm familiar. How about a fast fact?
All right. I like those. You know that. Fast fact. Fast, 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 fast.
An octopus doesn't have eight arms. It has six arms and two legs. Two of its limbs work like legs to help it move while the six arms grab food. Do you know that?
No.
Now you do.
Which two?
800-400-3697. That's our number to text. Maddie's on the show.
Let's see. 650. I remember seeing Vinny with a hat on and black sunglasses. Had to Toys R Us for KTVU doing interviews there one day. He looked like a little weasel. Sorry, I don't know.
A weasel?
I don't know.
That's a very jerky thing to say.
No, it's okay.
I shouldn't have read that one. East Bay had storms all night, too. Wendy from Brentwood on the app.
Oh, but you didn't experience any of that, right?
I was asleep. I don't know.
Was it wet when you left your house down there?
Yeah, a little bit. Oh. It wasn't bad. Maddie, I used to be just like you with the politics and get ready to argue with anyone. After a few years of trying, family, internet strangers, probably a few bots, I realized it's a losing battle. Now I just smile, nod, and keep the peace. I have to put my sanity first.
That's, you know what? That's a great way of putting it. That's if you are losing your mind over politics, you can let them go.
707 Benicia here. A year ago, I deleted all my social media and news from my life. Most freeing decision I've ever made.
I'll tell you what's actually hard is because we have to do this. Staying up on stories for this show without getting caught up in all that crap. Right. And I've been pretty good at it. When Charlie Kirk was assassinated, this is the truth. I didn't know that guy.
I only knew him because through John.
Okay, the honest truth is I had to look him up and see what he, and then I saw the Bible stuff. I'm like, oh, okay, I know this guy's deal. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I just mean I figured out, okay, I get where he's coming from. You know, that's
his thing.
That's a way.
That is a way.
Uh-huh.
And another way of looking things, 510, we do have the power as citizens collectively. None of us can do everything, but all of us can do something. Please stop messaging hopeless and helplessness.
Is that what we're doing?
I don't think so.
I'm saying step away from that. And honestly, you said it. You have the right to vote. And you don't have the right to complain if you didn't. But you totally do have the right if you did. And I love, you know, a lot of friends of mine, even some who I would have never suspected, have become really politically involved in a way where they're supporting causes and even going to protests and marches. And that's another way that you can, I mean, it, you know, all the bodies you can get to show these people are mad about this. Like, that's important.
Being involved will affect change.
Yes.
Posting on Facebook most likely won't.
Right. Well, you're just going to get in a fight with the same people you fight with all the time.
But you see it. The lady, never mind. I won't even tell the whole story. Go on.
Oh, just one more for Vin 650. We didn't have skate shops. So when I got my first skateboard, it was at Toys R Us.
Oh.
Boom.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah, me too.
There you go. All right. Coming up, your first chance at Ed Sheeran tickets, plus babies and stage names.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.